The Wildcats team tennis squad played two matches on Thursday in the Sherman-Denison area. Early Thursday, the Wildcats played Denison. Then, early afternoon, they played Sherman. Both were losses, but that does not disappoint Wildcats team tennis coach Tony Martinez.
We started off first thing in the morning with the 8:30 with the Denison team. Very strong girls team. You know, the girls are strong all up and down the line there, so it was tough, but we were able to manage to pull off about three wins there, you know, but we still went down, you know, 16-3.
Yeah.
And then the next match we had to play Sherman after a little break, and we started about 1:45, and it was still got a little bit more heated up then at that point in the afternoon. We were able to pull off about 4 to 5 more matches that afternoon, so we were playing a little bit better. Their team was just stronger on their boys' side. They have a strong boys' team there. And we kind of suffered, you know, I think in the boys' doubles and the singles, that was still able to pull off one of the singles matches. Mm-hmm. But the girls were able to pull off three of the matches on the girls' side. Mm-hmm. Considering I only had the three girls, but, I mean, they were still able to compete with their girls. And we won singles doubles. We're still doubling up. So they played a lot of these. Some of these girls yesterday played, like, 6 to 7 matches yesterday.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, and you could tell by 4:30 to 5 they were done for the day. I mean, I didn't even ask them, like, hey, about what, you know, you ready to play another match? No, they were done, you know, but they really fought. Everybody fought throughout the whole day, and that's the main thing we talked about at the beginning, you know, from our day before, that as long as we're out here competing, and that's all this program is all about, you know. As long as we're working hard and, you know, and putting effort in and have positive attitude out here, that's what the program is all about. So I was very pleased with what I saw yesterday. You know, nobody, I mean, some were a little hurt, but they still kept playing through the hurts and the boo-boos. But, you know, very good, very tough kids. You know, man, I'm very proud of them for what I saw yesterday.
Give them the day off today, I guess, or you'll be getting them back?
I'm going to get them this afternoon, but we're just going to do a little bit of light stretching, a little bit of stretching out, you know, go through a quick, you know, 15 to 20 minute hit around type of deal. They'll have the weekend off. And then we go back to it Monday. We have a strong match on Tuesday against Corsicana and Tyler, John Tyler. So we got, Corsicana is really one of the top 10 or 15 teams in the state. So we have our hands full come Tuesday morning.
Yeah, you're really just looking for progress and signs of improvement with this young
That's team. All we're doing. I mean, we're looking at the big picture. I mean, like I said, all the kids that we did play out there yesterday and where we had positive success over these last three matches was watching our freshmen emerge. They had to grow from eighth graders to varsity overnight, and we were very pleased. I'm very pleased with what I've seen, you know, and I'm letting them know that, you know, sure, you got, you know, you lost your match, but you were still competing. They didn't walk over you 8-0. You're getting 3 to 4 to 5 games off these varsity players. And so they were very, you know, like I said, that's the way I look at it, you know, that there's some improvement, you know, from match to match. And that's all I'm looking for. You hit more balls, you're going to get better.
Who got some of the wins for you yesterday?
Yesterday, yes. I've been having a Corbin Philo has been pretty successful for the last three matches as a freshman. He's been able to pull his off. Landon Thornton, another freshman coming through. Jasmine Johnson. I had Carolina Espinosa, one of the junior girls, come through and win her afternoon matches, even though she had already played probably 4 to 5 matches that morning before she got to that next match. So she was, you know, playing pretty tough.
KSST Sports.